Ganja, Joint, Doobie, Doo, Chronic, Ace, Lobo, Loco, Loveboat, Bud, Buddha, Blunt, Pot, Pat, Pin, Chiba, Chiba, 420, and Hashish, or Hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in, marijuana.
Cutting it fine today, Chris. It was beautiful to watch.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Slips on in. How's it going, mate?
Very well. Lovely day out there.
Oh, it's just gotten a little bit brighter. We've got an arborist right outside the window. I don't know if you noticed. He's chopping some trees down.
Oh, I thought he was disposing of the bodies, but no, he's chopping trees. That's right.
He's there until gravity or he's done. I managed to catch his name. I had a conversation with him out the window. It was quite cute, actually. And he was reluctant to give me his name, and I got it out of him.
Are you hitting on him?
Maybe, I don't know. Like, how do you know when you're hitting
like
on someone?
Sounds like
I'm attracted to just about everything.
It's all on the perception.
He had a great smile, actually. Some nice speed dealer glasses on as well. But this is Marijuana Media. What's going on with the DAC? Can you hear that chainsaw?
Yeah, I can. Jeez, that's good. Health and safety at work, too. Just noting, the guy operating the huge shredding machine, he won't be high on that job.
Oh, the chipper. Is there a chipper? Oh, is that what you're talking about, disposing the body?
It's a gruesome machine. Anyway, so what we're on this week is the medical cannabis scheme is the big news of the week. And, of course, last week too. But what we've got coming up on Monday and Tuesday here in Auckland is some consultation and information sessions being run by the Ministry of Health. And this is for the consultation on the medical cannabis scheme, which they released last week. And so for some to get more information, you can come along. People who are in the industry have got Monday morning. Māori industry is Monday afternoon. Monday evening is consumers, patients, and so on. And Tuesday morning is prescribers, the doctors and the specialists. So these are all happening out by the airport at the Oaks, I think the hotel is called. It's right out by the airport, a convention centre.
How do you go about getting to that?
What you do is you got to register, because it is, I think the room is limited to 200 people or something, so it's kind of like, you know, register. I think you probably can just show up, but you want to know where it is and what time and that, so right.
A fancy name badge and stuff.
Exactly. And Health GOVTNZ Medical Cannabis Scheme, just chuckle that in your Google and you'll come up with a page on Medical Cannabis Scheme. And
in the
right
Google.
Up the top of that page, it says consultation evening, and it gives you all the details right there.
Perfect.
So it's really easy. So
great chance to rub shoulders with all different types in the game, isn't it, really?
Well, that's true. That's true. Put your questions to the ministry. You know, totally. Find out more about it, but they'll take people what's going on with this consultation paper. And so the basics of it is what it does is it sets out a framework for the manufacture and distribution of medicinal cannabis products right here in New Zealand. The other parts of the scheme have already been passed. That was last year. So that allows patients undergoing palliative care to legally use, possess, and obtain illicit cannabis on the recommendation of their doctor. In fact, not even on the recommendation. I think they just have a certificate showing that they're undergoing palliative care, and boom, they're away. So that's all good. So this is the scheme for everyone else. And this is it's fitting within the existing health kind of system. So you go to your doctor, you get prescribed, you go down to your pharmacy, you pick some up.
Yes.
That's the idea. And the question is the scheme as they've designed it going to achieve that, you know, in theory or in practice, in reality?
Now I'm thinking things now. It's what I do. It gets me into a little bit of trouble. But sometimes I find things out. In like Holland and that, because I've been to Holland, and they're all about, like, you know, you can go and buy the weed from the shop. But medicinally, how do you get it in Holland? Do you go to a pharmacy like that? Or?
Yeah, the Dutch system is like that. It's through a doctor and through a pharmacy. And they supply a product called Bedrocan, which is bud. It's about six different strains, I think.
I say Dutch because everyone kind of knows that it's weed's legal and it's been legal for a long time.
So. And they pioneered the medical cannabis system in Europe. And in terms of putting it in a health system, within a health system, as opposed to North America where it's separate.
Yeah,
and it's dispensaries as opposed to doctors and things
so
like that.
It is,
so in Holland, it's doctors and pharmacies, but it's actual bud, it's actual flower, it's made to GMP, it's all totally clean, sterile, standardised, so doctors know what the dose is, patients know what they're taking. Comes in various different strains of different cannabinoid profiles.
You know it.
The problem is that making it to that level costs more. So as a patient, you can walk into a coffee shop, a cannabis cafe in Holland, and you can just buy some cannabis.
If you know what you like or what you
average
need.
Average price, €10 a gram, but maybe down to €5 a gram.
Right. Right,
And meanwhile, you go to your pharmacy and get your Bedrocan, you're probably looking at 30 euros a gram.
Wow.
So a lot of patients...
So not subsidised?
No.
Oh,
not in Holland. Germany, they make the insurance companies pay you back for it.
Right.
So yeah, Germany's got that going on. But what, so what they're doing here is they're going to regulate the domestic cultivation and production. And so this consultation document sets that out. And it kind of, well, it creates a bunch of licensing. My initial impression is probably a few too many. It's quite complicated. And they're quite expensive. And where that's relevant is if we look at the aims of the scheme, it says it right up the front of their consultation document. It's got three aims. One of them is to increase accessibility for patients. So that's the patient aim.
Good.
The other is to provide guidance and information for doctors so they feel confident in prescribing. Mm-hmm. So there's that, right? And the third is to ensure that we have both equitable access to the medicine, but also equitable benefits and outcomes in terms of economic development, employment, the industry. Needs to be equitably shared. And that's actually a goal of the scheme. So what that is implying is that it shouldn't just go to one company to lock it up in a warehouse. There should actually be a whole lot of people involved, people in different regions, and we should set up the licensing, the fees, the way that you can apply, whether you're allowed to be in the industry. That shouldn't discourage, for example, Māori people or people with convictions. And yet that's exactly what it does.
Yeah.
So under the licensing scheme that they've proposed, if you have any cannabis conviction, any drugs conviction, you're ineligible, you won't be in. Right? Now, Māori are arrested at six times the rate of non-Māori and imprisoned at a higher rate too. So, you know, they've borne the brunt of the drug war, and yet when it comes to legalisation, wanting to get involved in the industry, they're actually going to be locked out.
I've heard a lot of people kind of mention this, and it's obviously a glaring kind of issue. You know, you're literally taking a thing that was once illegal and making it legal. Now, all the people that were doing it good before that are criminals, but they're really good at it, you know?
That's
and it's
right.
not legal anymore.
Yeah.
So what's the... And I'm not saying that Māori are growing all the weed. I'm just saying, like, that's an aspect of, you know, like...
That's right.
We need the fucking good growers to grow the weed.
Exactly. And I guess the point is, yeah, Māori are getting arrested at a higher rate.
Yeah.
So when it comes to going legal, the people that got away with it can get back involved in the industry, but the people that got busted can't.
Mm.
And if Māori are getting arrested at a higher rate, then structurally they've built in a discrimination against those equitable outcomes. So this is something that I think needs to be raised.
Yeah, it surely links to unemployment and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And same with the fees, right? If you set these fees, which they've done, at even a small grow is going to be a $16,000 fee, and then you're going to have something like a $32,000 fee for your manufacturer license, and then another $18,000. It worked out that the manufacturer side was looking at about $80,000 in fees per year.
You need a white collar.
Exactly. If you're connected and you've got money in it, that's fine. But if you haven't, you're out. And so again,
that's
this
not
comes
rad.
Back
that
to
doesn't
that
feel
goal
rad
of,
at all, Chris.
Exactly. So, but this isn't set in stone. This is their proposal. And if we all have consensus and say the same thing and kind of, hey, we need these fees to be revisited, because they've really just plucked figures out of the air, it seems to me. It seems to be based on some very low estimates of how many license applications they're going to get, and therefore they're trying to recoup their costs between just a few people.
Hmm.
And the reality is, it's like what we saw last summer when they legalized hemp for food. They had 300 applications to grow hemp. They only got through half of them by the time the summer was over. So half the people that applied didn't even get a chance.
Wow.
You know, and that's going
to
happen again.
That actually goes to show you the demand, doesn't it?
Well, they're saying they're only going to have 10 licensed manufacturers. They've already granted 9 licenses already, right? So they're saying the industry will only have 10. Well, they're basically presuming one more operator and that's it.
Wow.
So it's just ludicrous.
Yeah,
so whereas
if
you go realistic,
they're
actually,
being a little bit
you're
going
to have, 50 to 100 licenses. Therefore, all those licenses can be that much cheaper, and therefore more ordinary people can get involved.
That feels better.
Mm. Right on.
That feels good.
So that's Monday. Anyway, Monday for the consumers, Monday evening. And if you've got a doctor who you really want to go along and take part in that, that's Tuesday morning. Tell them about it. We'll post the link
on the
feed, and then people can... Can register for that.
Correct.
And meanwhile, just before we go, just a quick comment on the other the duo that dominate our media, the guy whose name I'm not supposed to say. Kate, we'll just call her Kate. She had a thing in the Herald today, just absolute crapola, I've got to say. And again, it just reinforced to me that this is such a one-way debate at the moment where people are printing just myths and lies and
propaganda.
I don't
even read it. Is it still fair? Is it still fair-based?
Well, that's the thing, right?
Yeah,
the good thing about the Herald paywall is seeing less of it, right?
Yeah.
It's actually quite cool that there's so much paywalled stuff because there's less Herald in everyone's life.
It's awesome. Funny how people seem to recognise that that's how we got the American prison that we have now, the fear thing, but we don't recognize it when it's right in front of our face. Yeah. Getting, you know what I mean? It's like,
that's right. Well, there's a role for the government to step in. You know, they've been really absent with the cannabis debate, saying, oh, they're, it's not a, you know, they're not for them, but it actually is. And in the absence of them doing anything, we're getting this misinformation and propaganda.
You're
and
the government. To them. Govern.
Exactly. Please.
Cheers, bro.
Thank you.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.